Realities 1450 WTHU. The Tipinator here, and I am so excited to be joined today by one of the members of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team, the Miracle on Ice. Say hello to Rob McClanahan. Rob, thanks so much for hanging out with me this morning.
Well, my pleasure, Tim. Happy to do it.
Okay, let's get to it. So for the 1980 team, you had already played for Coach Herb Brooks throughout your time at Minnesota. Did that make it easier for you when they did the tryouts and everything to make the team for the Olympics?
Some would say it was actually made it more difficult because Herbie didn't want to show any favoritism, even though he did take 12 total Minnesota players. 10 of whom had played at the University of Minnesota. But I would say the tryouts were difficult regardless of Herbie's presence. And many of us just didn't know where we stood.
Absolutely. If you watched the movie Miracle, you've seen Herb after the game in Norway skate everybody till the lights go out. Did that actually happen? Did you guys have to skate?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the lights were turned off. So we skated for, I would guess, roughly an hour after the game. And the rink manager did, in fact, turn the lights out. And Herbie did, in fact, say, tell him we'll turn them out on our way, or we'll turn them off on our way out. And it was nothing that the guys that played for him at the University of Minnesota had. We had already gone through stuff like that many, many, many times.
Oh my God. I'll tell you what, and like, I've been playing for over 30 years, but I'm sure I would be one of those ones during that skate that would probably like keel over and start puking.
Well, the one thing I will say is in the movie, they show those guys getting sick. We didn't get sick. We were in good enough shape and we were able to handle it. I will say this. There were two guys that got kicked out of the game prior to the end of the game, Buzzy Schneider and Mike Ramsey. And when they saw us starting to skate after the game, they started walking down to the locker room to get their gear on. And Craig Patrick told them not to bother. So, but that just shows you the kind of teammates that we had amongst ourselves, as guys were willing to get back on there and share in the pain.
Well, yeah, it was absolutely amazing how you guys all came together as a team. And for those Olympics, obviously beating the Soviets was absolutely amazing. Was that your favorite part, or the gold medal game, getting the gold medal? What was your favorite part, your favorite moment from those Olympics?
You know, there were so many phenomenal moments and so many memorable moments. Obviously, receiving the gold medal with the immense amount of pride that we all had in what we'd accomplished sits right up there. But people forget, we still had to play the Finns after we beat the Soviets. And that game, you know, that sits right up there, too. I would say that the third period of the Finland game was probably the best period of hockey that we had played all year long. And that includes the 63-game exhibition schedule that we had. And it just showed you that when you have a group of selfless players, just what you're able to accomplish.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's always good when the team comes together like that. So the Olympics are coming up in a couple weeks. Obviously, the big dogs are U.S. and Canada and everything. Do you have anybody who you think has a clear advantage this year in the Olympics?
No. And because it's they will not have played together for very long. Some of the, you know, getting used to playing with each other will take a little bit of time. In a tournament like the Olympic Games, you need a goaltender who is at the absolute top of their game. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's a crapshoot. It's a high intense every other day kind of schedule for games. And you cannot let your guard down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, here's hoping that they're all going to be really good. Okay. Last two quick questions for you. Let everybody know what you're doing now, currently, what you're up to.
Well, I am retired as of last February. I was working in the financial industry. I'd worked on Wall Street for over 40 years, and I finally turned in my keys, and I was coaching a boys' high school hockey team for the last 7 years. And last year was my last year of doing that as well. And right now, we're going to spend 2 months out in Sun Valley, Idaho, skiing and enjoying that area starting in February. And my wife and I have been traveling a little bit, and we have three kids, one in Bend, Oregon, one in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and one in Wellington, Florida, which is just near Palm Beach. And none of them are moving back to Minnesota, so we'll be traveling to see them.
Well, that's awesome. And last quick fun question for you. Since we are in Oldies Station, do you have a favorite Oldies artist or song for us?
Oh, boy. I don't. I do like the Oldies songs. The Beatles, to be quite honest, the Beatles are timeless.
Absolutely.
The Stones are right. I've seen them play several times. Those two probably come to mind at the moment.
That is awesome. Rob McClanahan, this was so awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and we'll talk again soon, and enjoy your retirement.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right, stick around. I got a lot more great oldies coming right up.